everybody that you run into. How in the world do you think anybody's supposed to respect you? It's a brand new day. Respect yourself. Well, good afternoon to you on a lovely sunny Tuesday afternoon in the studio. Sheldon's busy our way at the moment, enjoying the sun. So I'm Declan Curran. I'm standing in for him. Welcome to Mental Health Radio. Welcome to Take It From Us. That's our theme song, which is Respect Yourself, and it's by Joe Cocker. And, of course, our show is brought to you and funded by Framework Trust. Today I'm going to be playing you a mix of music, and I'm going to have a few little goodies thrown in as well. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get stuck into the music. Now, this first track comes from an artist who in 1972 released this hit. It was number 4 on the New Zealand charts, and it won 2 RATA awards in 1973. Yes, it's Shona Lang with 1905. No, it's not. I've got the wrong one. Oh, well, it's easy. From the Commodores. We'll come back to her later.
Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I beg, stole, and I borrowed. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? My dues to make it. Everybody wants me to be what they want me to be. I'm not happy when I try to fake it. No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. Like Sunday morning, yeah. That's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. I wanna be high. I wanna be free to know.
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
That takes me right back to those days when we used to have the vinyl and spinning it round on those old machines. I was thinking about that the other day, actually thinking, my God, and the amount of money we paid for those and the features that were on board them back then. It's amazing what you can get now for the same dollar. Well, with the weather we've got today, and they're saying 27 degrees, I thought Sells and Croft, Summer Breeze has to be a lineup on this. And they were devoted to the Baha'i faith, if I've said that correctly. And Jim Seals is the brother of Dan Seals. And Dan Seals was from the duo England Dan and John Ford Coley. And of course, you're listening to Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting to you here every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1:30 on 104.6 Planet FM.
See the curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. Little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's alright. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
see the paper laying on the sidewalk. A little music from the house next door. So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Of summer, the jasmine's in bloom. July is dressed up and playing her tune. And I come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there. I'll care in the world. See the smile waiting in the kitchen, food cooking on the plates for two. Feel the arms that reach out to hold me in the evening when the day is through. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
I thought I'd give you a few little goodies today, something a little bit different. And there's this one here I've thought is actually quite a classic. And it's about two guys. It's in a public restroom, obviously, and they're in separate stalls, obviously. And there's a guy on his cell phone in one of them. And he'd barely sit down and heard a voice from the other stall saying, "Hi, how are you?" I'm not the type to start a conversation in the men's room, but I don't know what got into me. So I answered rather embarrassingly, "Oh, doing just fine." The other guy says, "So what are you up to?" This is the guy on the phone. "What kind of question is that?" At that point, I'm thinking, well, this is too bizarre. So I say, "Okay, well, like you, I'm just travelling." At this point, I'm just trying to get out as fast as I can. Well, I hear another question, "Can I come over?" Okay, this question's just too weird for me. But I figured I could be polite and end the conversation. So I said, "No, I'm a little bit busy right now." Then I hear the guy say nervously, "Listen, I'll have to call you back. There's an idiot in the other stall who keeps answering all my questions." I thought that was quite a classic, actually. Back to the music anyway, with 104.6 Planet FM and Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting every Tuesday, right here from 12:30 to 1:30. Here's Dean Lewis and a song called Waves.
I'm caught up in the middle of it all, and it takes control of the person that I thought I was, the boy I used to know. There is a light in the dark, and I feel its warmth in my hands, in my heart. Our young hearts fade into the flood, into the flood. And freedom falling, the feeling I thought was set in stone, it slipped through my fingers, trying hard to let go. It comes and goes in waves. It comes and goes.
to the place we used to lay when we were kids. Memories of stolen plates, caught in the silence, an echo lost in space. It comes and goes in waves, it always does, it always does. We watch as our young
with 104.6 Planet FM. Declan Curran standing in today for Sheldon, who is enjoying himself in the sun on Waiheke Island, I understand. Lucky man. But he should be back next week. Got an article here that came from stuff.co.nz, dated December the 18th, and it's about drugs and alcohol being significant in mental illness sudden deaths. The alcohol and drug abuse has been identified as a significant factor in the sudden death and suicide of people with a serious mental illness, which is what a new study has found. The research, the first of its kind in New Zealand, looked at all sudden deaths of patients that had been or were under the care of specialist mental health services in Canterbury from 2005 to the end of 2009. Of the 313 people identified, 52% had committed suicide. A primary diagnosis was available for 283 of the study group. Alcohol and other drug abuse was the main diagnosis with 29%, followed by depression with 25% and psychotic disorder with 18%. Of the 163 people who committed suicide, 77 were receiving care at the time, including 26 in an inpatient setting. The remaining 86 were not under specialist care at the time of their death. Over the 5 years of the study period, the average number of people accessing mental health services each year was 11,054. Lead author and University of Otago Christchurch Clinical Director Dr. Eric Monastario said the study added weight to other research, including recommendations from the Mental Health and Addiction Inquiry on the need to strengthen alcohol regulations. He said it's not a voice in the wilderness, and he also added that one of the most significant interventions that you can do to mitigate against death by suicide or sudden death is to look at your drug and alcohol policies. This included restricting availability and increasing pricing. He said if we're strongly seeking to make an impact in diminishing suicide in the population, this is one of the factors that we can do something about. The research published in the December edition of the New Zealand Medical Journal used Canterbury District Health Board clinical data and coroner's findings to analyse the sudden deaths of 313 patients. It defined the term as a death under suspicious circumstances where there was no clear indication of existing mental illness. This included suicide, unintentional poisoning, drowning, falls, violence, and medical causes. The study also found 84 people, or 52% of the study group, who committed suicide had a stressful life event recorded in their last contact with mental health services. For about 1 in 5, the stress was related to incarceration or recent prison release. And Monastadio, the clinical director of forensic psychiatry with the Canterbury District Health Board, said the prison population had increased without a concurrent increase in health resourcing. He also added, if you want to meaningfully decrease the prison population, one of the things you can do is more assertively manage major mental illness in prison, he said. And this is just more evidence of the need to better resource mental health services in custody. So, yeah, that's some interesting information there. And, of course, that is what we sort of talk about on the show, along with a mixture of other goodies. So let's get back to the music. Hey, can anybody remember Lynn Anderson? Yeah, well, she made this particular hit, an international crossover hit in 1971, and it peaked at number 3 on the US Hot 100. It also topped the country chart for 5 weeks. Did you guess it? Well, it's Rose Garden, one of my favourites from Lynn Anderson. You're on Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting right here on 104.6 Planet FM every Tuesday from 12:30 to 1:30, and it's great to have you aboard.
I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better sweet talking, you could make it come true. I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what?
Lynn Anderson there with Rose Garden. Hey, the song I've got coming up next for you actually featured in the movie St. Elmo's Fire. And that was the name of the bar in the movie. In fact, it's one of the few movies I watched that has me in tears at the end because it's such an emotional piece of footage. And it's when one of the guys boards a bus for his long-distance trip to New York. It's all about the trials of young adults and their relationships as a group of friends. And, of course, how they have all these sort of relationships that come and go. And, St. Elmo's Fire, of course, refers to the electrical sparking you sometimes see in the air. Pilots quite often get it atmospheric. Here's St. Elmo's Fire. It's sung by John Parr. And you're on Take It From Us Mental Health Radio.
Take it from us.
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
The sound there of Scott McKenzie with San Francisco, one of my friend's favourite songs. It goes out to him. You're in Rotorua, Brian. I hope you are listening and you enjoy that song. It was one of the big hippie hits during summer of 67, and the song plays in the 94 movie Forrest Gump as Jenny moves to San Francisco. I don't know, I haven't seen that movie yet. It doesn't really sort of float my boat, but maybe I might like it if I do. Oh, well, I read you some information further back about drugs and alcohol, and I thought I'd throw in now where you need to go or where you can go to get some help. So if you've got pen and paper ready and you need these numbers, then I'll just give you a few moments to grab that. Yeah, you got the pen. What about the paper? Okay, use the back of that envelope. All right, here we go. If you need to talk or you want to just text somebody, 1737 will take you through any time to get support from a trained counsellor. Lifeline is on 0800 543 354. Or within Auckland, you can dial 09522 2999. It's an easy one to remember. Youth line for all our young ones out there on 0800 376 633, or you can free text 234, or you can email talk, T-A-L-K, at youthline.co.nz, and they also have online chat there. Also, for those of you that have anxiety issues, Anxiety New Zealand is available on 0800 Anxiety. That's 0800 269 4389. Important numbers, because this time of the year can be very lonely, and I guess that brings me into my next song. I love this song, and it's quite unusual actually, because the title of the song is Cab, and it's by a group called Train. So work that one out. You just certainly don't want to get it round the wrong way. You're listening to Take It From Us Mental Health Radio, broadcasting here on Planet FM 104.6 every single Tuesday from 12:30 to 1:30.
Sometimes I think I'm the only cab on the road.
The chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world star buster, the bars are temples, but ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster, and if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's swinging such a pity to be looking at the ball, not looking at the city.
What do you mean? You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town.
Damn, sweet
a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy. One night in Bangkok can the tough guys crumble. Can't be too careful with your company. I can feel the devil walking next to me.
Muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't.
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
And I'm Declan Curran, standing in today, giving you a mix of music and a few other little goodies while Sheldon is lapping up the sun in Waiheke. Well, actually, you know, he tells me he's working, so I'll grill him on that when he comes back. That was Murray Head, One Night in Bangkok. The music was written by Bjorn and Benny from ABBA, and Tim Rice wrote the lyrics. It's got a double meaning. The queens we use would not excite you was talking about the nightlife in Bangkok. And it also, really, well, what it's really about is the meeting of two great chess players in the Cold War. One from the US and one from the USSR. Well, let's not go there. Okay, I got a little goodie for you here. The difference between rich and poor people. One day, the father of a very wealthy family took his son on a trip to the country with the express purpose of showing him how poor people live. They spent a couple of days and nights on the farm of what would be considered a very poor family. On the return from that trip, the father asked the son, how was the trip? The son replies, "Great, Dad. Did you see how poor people live?" the father asked. "Oh, yeah," said the son. "So tell me, what did you learn from the trip?" says his father. The son answered, "Well, I saw that we have one dog and they had four. We have a pool that reaches to the middle of our garden and they have a creek that has no end. We have imported lanterns in our garden and they have the stars at night. Our patio reaches to the front yard and they have the whole horizon. We have a small piece of land to live on and they have fields that go beyond our sight. We have servants who serve us, but they serve others. We buy our food, but they grow theirs. We have walls around our property to protect us. They have friends to protect them." The boy's father was speechless, and then his son added, "Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we are." Isn't perspective a wonderful thing? It makes you wonder what would happen if we all gave thanks for everything we have instead of worrying about what we don't have. Appreciate every single thing you have, especially your friends. Life is too short and friends are too few, and that's really important too. You need those really good close friends, particularly when you're going through some tough times with your mental health. You need someone that's there to just be able to be there, sometimes just to listen. So our next song, well, this has gone way back. I think it goes back into the 80s somewhere. It was wrote when George Michael was 17 years old. He was actually boarding a bus to go to a job as an usher at a cinema, and that's why he refers to the silver screen. Yes, it's George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley, who back in that time were Wham, even though it was remastered again by George Michael on his own when he'd gone out on his own. It's called Careless Whisper, and you are listening to Take It From Us Mental Health Radio. We broadcast on 104.6 Planet FM right here every Tuesday from 12:30 through to 1:30. Here's Careless Whisper from George Michael.
Oh,
You're with Take It From Us on 104.6 Planet FM.
Yeah, that's Boy Meets Girl, and it's called Waiting for a Star to Whoops, and it's trying to play on me again. That's a bit rude, isn't it? 1988, June it comes from, and I think from memory it was in the movie Mannequin. Don't quote me on that, but I do remember it was in one of those. I'm going to read you a little thing here I thought which was quite clever about countries, and then we're going to take you out to our theme song with Caribbean Blue from Enya. And she recorded this track in 1990. It was released in 1991 in October. She's Irish, and it hit in 1991 number 8 on the Irish singles chart. So obviously the Irish love her, and they should do, because she's Irish. Okay, well, I think I've got a bit of Irish history in there too somewhere, apparently. Oh well. Once upon a time in the kingdom of heaven, God went missing for 6 days. Eventually, Michael the archangel found him resting on the seventh day. He inquired of God, "Where have you been?" And God sighed a deep sigh of satisfaction and proudly pointed downwards through the clouds. "Look, Michael, look what I've made." Archangel Michael looked puzzled and said, "What is it?" "It's a planet," replied God, "and I've put life on it. I'm going to call it Earth, and it's going to be a place of great balance." "Balance?" inquired Michael, still confused. God explained, pointing to different parts of Earth, for example, Northern Europe will be a place of great opportunity and wealth, while Southern Europe is going to be poor. "The Middle East over there will be a hotspot," he said. "Over there I've placed a continent of white people, and over there's a continent of brown people." God continued, pointing to different countries. "This one's going to be extremely hot and arid, while this one will be very cold and covered in ice." The archangel, impressed by God's work, then pointed to a small little landmass in the bottom corner and asked, "What's that one?" "Ah," said God, "that's New Zealand, the most glorious place on earth. There are beautiful mountains, wonderful streams and rivers, and an exquisite coastline. The people from New Zealand are going to be modest, intelligent and humorous, and they're going to be found travelling the world. They'll be extremely sociable, hard-working and high-achieving, and they'll be known throughout the world as diplomats and carriers of peace. I'm also going to give them superhuman, undefeatable rugby players who will be admired and feared by all who come across them." Michael gasped in wonder and admiration and then proclaimed, "Well, what about balance, God? You said there'll be balance." God replied wisely, "Wait till you see the loud mouths I'm putting next to them." Sorry, Aussie, but that one had to go in there. It's Caribbean Blue from Enya. Hope you have a wonderful day. We will see you next week. I hope to have Sheldon back on board if I can pry him away from Waiheke Island. Might have to send down a hit squad or something. Anyway, you have a good week, and we will see you again next week. Ciao for now.